Kada, your non-stop entertainment radio.
Another Sunday, wonderful Sunday, the first Sunday in the month of November. It's almost Christmas and I can smell it, I can feel it. So welcome to Unclouded, where we take off the mask, strip away the filters, and talk about love in the truest form. Today we're speaking from the hearts of men. Yes, is another Unclouded for the men. We are speaking to the hearts of men, and we are also speaking from their hearts also. You see, there's a kind of pain that doesn't make noise. A pain that sits quietly in a man's chest. What do you think that is? I'll tell you. It's the fear of being used. The fear of being used. Yes, they fear that too. It is not only we women that feel, this guy is not truthful, he's not a lawyer, he just want to use me and dump me. You know the funniest thing, it's so strange that even to me now, it's becoming a lot more clearer that none of us ever thought about men feeling being used. It's always be women, girls, ladies that always feel, this man wants to use me, this guy wants to use me, doesn't love me, doesn't need me for anything. Have we ever sat down to think about it? That men too do feel being used. I think we totally forget that men have feelings. Yeah, I think so. You know, the fear of being used for money, used for attention, used for emotional security, and also they fear being used until there's nothing left to give. A lot of men don't talk about it, because when they do, they are told, oh, you're so weak, you're not a man. You tell them to man up. But then silence doesn't mean peace. It means pain without voice. What did I say? Silence doesn't mean peace. It's just pain without voice. That's what it is. So tonight, we're giving that pain a name. Yes, we're doing naming ceremony. Amasomoluruko. I love my language. We are giving it a name. We're giving it space. We are asking questions. Yes, we're asking questions. Why don't men trust anymore? Why is it hard for them to trust? Why? We are asking. If you know, send me a message on 0744-881-1570. I repeat, 0744-881-1570 on WhatsApp. Before we continue, let me remind you, I am not a therapist. Yes, I am not a therapist. I'm just a girl who is trying to share experience. Speak from your heart. If you let me know, share feelings, share experience, share what I know, what my little brain knows. That is what I'm here for. So you know what? Let's go on a short break. I still remain your girl, Samba. Welcome back. So today we're talking about men feeling used and why men don't easily trust anymore. Because think about it, when was the last time you gave your all, everything, and still felt like it wasn't enough? Yes, that's how they feel too. Because sometimes what we do, we women, we ladies, what we do is we just take. We're used to it. It doesn't bother us. We don't see it as, you know, as anything. Sometimes you should just sit back and think about it. This man is always doing everything in his power to make you happy, to keep the home, to keep the relationship, to also work hard, to be the man that you want him to be. Have you ever told him one day, hey babe, slow down. Take a day off, relax. Let me pamper you, you deserve it. Because if you know what being used feels like, then you will understand better. Because most of us, we don't think. We don't take time to think at all. And you know the funniest thing, being used isn't always obvious. No, it's not. Most of the time, it's not. It's not someone saying, oh, give me money, or do it for me, do that for me, do this for me. Sometimes it's emotional. It's very subtle. And, you know, coming from a woman, it's also eating in sweet words and smile. Yeah, it's when, you know, love only shows up when you have something to offer a woman. Yeah. Sometimes we just throw out that love, that caring, because we need something from you. And we're sorry if it's taking us time to realize that it's not good. It's also when attention comes, you know, when your pocket are full, you know, that time of the month when you just get your salary, your woman will, before you come, she'll prepare your special meal. That is for those that are even a little bit nice, you know. They'll make you what you like to eat. They'll be extra nice. They will show you attention. Oh darling, you're okay, how was your day, how you doing, you good? Just because they know that your pockets are full. And you know what, like Usain Bolt, they disappears when life gets very tough. And it's not good. Some of them don't even disappear. They'll just build up attitude. It will be like you irritate them anytime you're close to them. Anytime you talk, it feels like, you know, you're chatting rubbish. Whatever that comes out of your mind, from your mouth, doesn't make sense, because you don't have what they need, because you can't provide what they need. And it's very, 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 very bad. Some men have given everything they can. When I mean everything, as everything they can in their power, their time, their effort, even their hearts, just only to realize that they were loved for what they could provide, not who they are. And so many women are like that. They will marry a guy or be in a relationship with a guy because of what the guy can offer them. And you know what? They will get carried away. They will forget that they are not in love with you. They will forget that it's that thing that they are getting from you that is making them still be with you. And that is why, when that thing is gone, that thing is no longer coming, that is when it eats them. Like, oh, who are you? How did I even get here in the first place? How did I meet this guy? Oh my God, was I blind? No, you were not blind. You were not blind. Please, let's think. And when that realization breaks, oh God, it feels horrible. You feel like you're nobody. You feel like you're not worthy to be loved. Let's think deep, yeah? Let's know one thing for sure. They've got feelings also. You see, men, they think they can feel. When you don't show that feeling, it's because they don't have what you want. It's not good, because it just makes them understand that you never love them. Because if they don't have this, you're not gonna smile. Don't get me wrong, guys, there, yeah? Being responsible is a different thing entirely. We'll come to that on another day. Because some of us will make relationship feels like, oh yeah, it's supposed to be convenient for you, because this is what you want. And you know, that kind of pain they feel, it changes how a man loves. Yes, it does. Because they're not be mumu. One day they will realize that it's just about what you want, what they can give you. And it hurts. Ask yourself, do people love you for what you have or for who you are? Those are two different things. Yes, I'm talking to you, gentlemen. Ask yourself, the woman you are with, your girlfriend, your man, your sister, do they love you for what you have or for who you are? Yes, sometimes you should ask yourself. Sometimes you should sit down and think about it. And you know what? Sometimes you should have that conversation. Yeah. Sometimes you should sit your woman down. Sit your sister down. Sit your mom down respectfully. And have that conversation. That is why this is called uncluttered. Where we say it exactly the way it is. There's a reminder. There's a wake-up call. If that is how you feel, say it. Because that woman might not even realize that's what she's doing. Because when you're used to something, it's just a part of you. It becomes abinibi. And sometimes it's okay to jumpstart their memories. It's okay to have that conversation. While you're thinking about it, let's go on another short break. It's your girl, Samba. Your girl Samba, we are still on this matter. Men feeling used. Let's talk about the emotional aftermath of it. When a man has been used, it leaves scars that don't show on their skin. It becomes very cautious, like we women do too. And what happens? You start building walls. They will test words before believing them. It will smile, but is very distant. Definitely it will love. But this time around, he's gonna love with conditions. Yes. Now the way they do you, they do them too. Don't think they are different. They are humans. And yes, he will care. He will care. But with so much fear. Because once you've been drained emotionally, you start to protect your heart with silence. You start telling yourself, never, never again will I give that much. Yes, we do that too. Here's the truth though. The man who no longer trust easily is not heartless. No, he's not. He's just tired. He's tired of being your project. He's tired of being your provider. And he's tired of being your temporary comfort. Because when you look at a man, when he says, oh babe, I like you, I want to be with you, the first thing that comes to your brain is, what are you bringing on the table? You go. Do you think being with a man is supposed to foot your bill, pay for your stuff, do everything for you without you doing nothing? It's called relationship. It takes two to tango. It doesn't take one to be responsible and for the other not to be responsible. A man wants love that chooses him, not his effort, not his status, and not his strength. Just him. That is how we want to be loved too. Uncle, have you built walls around your heart because of your past experience and your past hurt? That's why, you know, you meet a guy, you are saying, he's a nice guy, he's so cool, he takes care of his women, he is very good, he will take care of you, my girl. Kidimoso, my girl, no, they fool yourself. The interpretation of that, my girl, no, they fool yourself. Because you don't know his experience with that woman. Men, now get now for body. Make Nabeleno just a sweet anyhow. Say yeah, or is it? Yeah, it's about you. But now get now for body. So if somebody is telling you, oh, that guy is so cool, oh, he's so sweet, blah 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 blah, he's a spender. If it become your turn, make that happen, because you don't know what he experienced. You don't know whether he felt used in that relationship. It will build that wall. And you need to take your time to let him trust you. And I don't understand how you women sometimes you don't see these things. You don't understand. You don't see it. You don't realize how much power, you know, you have over a man's emotion. Just one word can build a man. And you know what? Just one word can destroy a man. Some of us women, we use our affection to get what we want. Some will punish our man with silence. Yeah, we punish them with silence. And it's not good. And some of us were very good at using a man's vulnerability against him. That is why they don't talk. That is why you cannot see their emotions. Yes, it's your fault. because you always use it against them. You're not a baby. Why are you crying? Are you a baby? You're a man. Man up. Very easy. Who even created that word? Say man up. It sounds so simple, but it's not that simple. No, it's not. A man, there was a man that told me one time that, you know, his girlfriend used him to heal herself. That one shocked me. How can you use a man to heal yourself, and when you're healed, you move to the person that you really wanted? Ikauda. It's not nice. That hits really, really, really deep. Because some of us, we enter a relationship not to love, but to refill ourselves using someone else's energy. Yeah, we do that. Like that, my friend told me. You enter a relationship not to love, but to refill yourself with someone else's energy. It's not good. It's unfair. It's okay to ask. Go get a therapist. Ask around where you can get a good therapist to get over whatever you're going through. Don't dump your rubbish in another person's life, because you don't even know what that person is going through. You need to be very careful how you treat your men. If you think they are not delicate, most of them are. Yes. They've got feelings, they've got emotions. And you just need to treat them right. Don't make them feel, you know, that you're using them. Don't even use them. Don't make them feel. Stop using them. And yes, don't make them feel like that, because when they're the one giving all the time, you're not even taking your time to give, because some of you don't use your men. You just felt, okay, this is what you need. They're supposed to provide it for you. And they do. But what are you giving? What are you giving? And by the time you're done, you just leave the man emotionally empty. You leave them frustrated. You leave them deep in depression, because you feel it's only you that have got feelings. Let me ask you. Yes, you. Do you love him because of what he gives? Or because of who he is when he gives you nothing? Yes. Check yourself. Check yourself. Because if you're doing that, you'll be thief. And before we continue, we're going to listen to the song Simi by Simi. Tifu thief. Stop thiefing. We'll be right back. Samba.
What you did, man, it's a felony. Stole my heart away, Mr. Deputy. Oh, come to my aid, 'cause I don't know how I got this way. It's in the doom, it's in the need. It's kind of amazing. Girl, you make me feel every day like tin on my body. I can't deny I'm feeling it. I wanna call you baby, baby, butterflies. Boy, you give me butterflies. You be there if I say we're too far. And you know I'll say you lost in my score. You be there if I say
See how you are rocking to the music, Tiff. Eh? Are you rocking to the music because it's you I'm talking about? Okay, because you love the music. Okay, I understand that. Okay, my people, it's still your girl on Radio Africana. We're talking about men. Talking from the hearts of men. Let's talk about the vulnerability part of it. You know, after being used, men become careful. Sometimes they become too careful. They hide the parts of themselves even from the person who loves them, because vulnerability once cost them their peace. And they start to say less. Yes, they start to say less. They stop dreaming out loud. They stop sharing with you. They stop sharing their plans. They stop sharing their fears with you. Because you once mocked them. You use them, then you mock them. And it's not about pride. They are protecting themselves. And don't you feel they are cold? No, they're not being cold. They're being cautious. And to every woman listening, understand this, yeah? When a man opens up to you on how he feels, he's giving you the very rare part of him, the rare form of trust. Don't misuse it, please. If a man say to you in a way that it feels being used, don't go screaming on top of your voice, "What do you mean? No. Hear him out. Let him talk. Don't make him regret being honest with you. No, don't do that. Because when a man feels safe, I keep telling you, it becomes everything you prayed for. Yes. When a man feels safe with you, it will become everything that you prayed for. And when it becomes that, don't misuse it. Don't see it as a vulnerability that you want to twist around, you want to mold the way you like. No, don't do that. Don't make your man Momo because he is in love with you. Don't even do that because he has become everything you prayed for. Don't take advantage of that. Sometimes just let them heal. Hear them out and watch them heal. Because when a man is healing, he looks different. Because they will always choose peace over chaos. They will. Trust me. Let them speak. Give them the chance. Respect them. Respect their feelings. When a man is healing, he no longer gives out fear. He doesn't give out of fear. He gives because he wants to. Not because he's pressured. No. And you know what? A healing man loves slowly but deeply. And he will never chase validation, no. The only thing he will be seeking is to connect. And just in case, when you meet a healing man, handle him with care. Yes, like I said, you don't know what has happened in his, you know, other relationship before he met you. Handle him with care. Not because he's broken, but because he's rebuilding. He's rebuilding. And sometimes when you think he's cold, no, he's not cold. He's learning to trust again. Yes, he's learning to trust. So let's talk about, you know, let's talk about stories now, real stories. Yeah, because I've got some messages. Let me just read through. This one says, I helped her start a business, supported her dreams. When I lost my job, she said she needed space. Some of you women are wicked though. A man helped you to build yourself. Because he did that. He did that because he was trying to protect your future and his also. Or don't you think? So now that he's down, instead of you to help, you're saying you need space. Space kill you there. Anyway, my brother, I would just say to you, you know what? You will rise again. Yes, you will. And by then, you would have learned your lesson. And you learn to protect yourself. But unfortunately, that woman has just blocked the way of another woman that will come in future. I wish you good luck. Another one, she loved the idea of me, not the reality of my struggle. Too bad. And this other one says, after one heartbreak, I stopped believing in love. I give, but I don't open up. My brother, my girl, you know, don't because of one person, you know, lock up. No. I know it's painful, you know. Just try to, you know, go through it. Try to learn, I mean, learn from it. And you need to open up because there's that woman out there for you that will love you for who you are, not what you have or what you can give. So don't give up, okay? You see, these are not, you know, bitter men. They are men that gave deeply and were left empty. So like I said, if you're meeting someone, if you notice, you know, anything, just give them time. Or try to, you know, see what's going on with them. Or just be patient and let them heal. All these men that I just read out now, they still crave for love. And they still hope someone will prove that love doesn't always hurt. And I believe that will happen. Because some people, they will just love you only when you're useful. Let's talk about building trust before we go. Trust takes time. Especially when it's been broken. We all know that. You know, for a man that has been used, trusting again isn't about finding someone new. It's about feeling safe again. Yes, it's about feeling safe again. It's about seeing actions that match words. Don't just say I love you. Show it. Show it. It's also about love that does not demand, but reassures. Because for we know, give me. Oh, wait, sin. Sometimes it's just one love that does not demand, but reassures. And also, it's about consistency. Whatever you do, if you love a man who's been hurt, be patient. Please. Don't rush his healings. No. Just be patient. Just be there for him. Show him he's not just a provider. He's a person. A man who deserves softness too. What does trust look like to you now? Is it fear or freedom? Don't forget, men are not made of stone. They feel deeply. They just hide it better. That's it. And when they've been used emotionally, financially, spiritually, it changes out the love. But you know what? Healing is possible. If you have a man who still trusts you, honor it. If you've hurt a man before, acknowledge it. And if you're a man listening, please give yourself permission to love again. Yes, I always say please. I always beg. I'm begging you. Please, give yourself permission to love again, carefully, but freely. Because real love doesn't use, it chooses. It doesn't drain, it pours. And it doesn't only take, it gives. So, my people, my fam, this is Unclouded, where we speak love through truth. And you know what? Until next Sunday, keep your heart open, but guard it with wisdom. It's your girl. Samba.
I just want to love you. Could they love your friends? I love them too. I look nice, but I'm not so. Something I just wanna prove. Can you get yourself inside my room? Let me take you up.
Take you up.
Let me take you down.
Lay you down.
Let me show you up.
Show you up.
Let me turn you on.
Turn you up.
Let me show you some good lo 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 lo. Let me show you good lo 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 lo. So good. show you some good lo 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 lo. Let me show you good lo 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 lo. Let me show you good lo 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 lo.
You to my love, this song is for you, straight from me. If they don't treat you right, you need somebody, then you should be with me. I'll be your release when the sun goes down. You need somebody when you don't need to compete with nobody. You should know by now that you deserve a gentleman.
My lady, lady, so all over there. My lady, lady,
you deserve a gentleman.
My lady, lady, call the girls and worry them, my lady.
You deserve a gentleman. You know who it is, my African queen. Let me be your king. And this song is for how you make me feel when I'm holding your hand. Oh my baby, you should be with me. I'll be your release when the sun goes down. You need somebody when you don't need to compete with nobody. You should know by now that you deserve a gentleman.
My lady, lady, so all over there. My lady, lady,
you deserve a gentleman.
My lady, lady, all the girls are wanting to have
my lady. You deserve a gentleman.
Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Bambi alamu jeni, and you don't say you fine. know they do like this, but nobody only. Don't be saying I be Johnny Barty. I got issues, girl. I made you cry and I gave you tissues. After that, I kissed you. Then we made sweet love like we always do. Say I let you on. You said before no, you are having fun. Then suddenly the love came in you. Ewo, ewo, kilo deo. Ewo, ewo.
Another woman, girl, it was true, so true. I meant